Star Wars 7x7 episode 3467. It's the last day of the year, it's New Year's Eve, and I'm just taking a moment to consider the last year on the podcast, what has happened over the course of the year, and just a moment to say thank you so much for being a part of the journey with me. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So here we are at the end of 2023. This has really been a momentous year in terms of Star Wars storytelling. We've been talking about it over the last few episodes, all of the different things that have been happening. And, you know, for me personally with the podcast, we celebrated our 9th anniversary in July, and it's the same thing that I say with every anniversary. Like, if you had told me back in 2014 that I would be able to do a podcast on a daily basis for 9 years, that would be nearly at 3,500 episodes of the podcast, I probably would have said you were crazy. But, you know, it's the season of holiday storytelling and that, you know, famous song, just put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking out the door and walking toward 3,500 episodes and nearly 9.5 years of storytelling. That'll happen in a week from today. We'll celebrate 9.5 years of doing this podcast. And then for all of that time, we had only been downloaded and listened to on 6 of the 7 continents of the world. 2023 was a big year because in January of this year, Kelly Chapman, who is a friend and, you know, listener of the podcast from time to time, had the opportunity to go to Antarctica with her family and actually downloaded episodes of the podcast from the ship that they were on while it was docked in Antarctica, and was listening to it while she was out on the ice listening to Emperor Penguins Keeping Her listening to the Penguins Keeping Her Up all night long. So we finally made it to all 7 continents with the podcast, and that was just one of those little milestones that I, you know, had hoped one day to hit. I know that Tim Ferriss, with his enormously successful podcast, had reached that milestone. So it was, you know, one of those like little things, but it was such a big thing and such a beautiful thing for Kelly to have done, and I was so grateful for it. Being able to go to London for Star Wars Celebration Europe and share as much as I could of that event with you on various social media channels and here on the podcast, that was another event that I was so grateful to be able to attend and to be able to share with you. And speaking of that, there was also the interviews that I was able to do there. So we did the one question interview thing that we do at Star Wars Celebration. This time, the question was, if there is one mystery or untold story in Star Wars that you hope will be revealed or told in your lifetime, what would it be? And so we got to share a couple of dozen answers to those questions with you. And there were other interviews that I got to do over the course of the year. I think personally, my favorite, and this is also, you know, kind of very personal sense, is the interview I got to do with Tom Holler from Random House Worlds. He is a senior editor there, and the amount of stuff that we got to talk about, the broad range of things, like as somebody who writes and edits as part of his work for a living in general. Like, I mean, it was wonderful to be able to do that with somebody who is, you know, professionally employed for that in the world of Star Wars, to talk about those kinds of things. That was really a highlight for me. Also, getting to be a guest on other podcasts to talk about Star Wars, that's also a highlight for me. This year, I got to be on Podcast Stardust again. They invited me to talk about Return of the Jedi. They were doing a year-long series looking at segments of Return of the Jedi, and I got to be on there talking about the rescue plan from Jabba's Palace, which is one of my favorite topics. And then I also got invited by Hyperspace Heroes to join them for an episode of the podcast, which was fantastic. And I also, you know, want to apologize to Seriously Star Wars, because I got invited to be a part of one of their trivia challenges and I utterly blew it because of stuff going on at home and missed being able to be on that live broadcast. So I'm very hopeful that I'll be able to do it sometime in 2024. One other thing that, you know, just speaking of cool things that also come, you know, tinged with a little bit of regret, is that I've been able to post more in TikTok and with Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. And been able to have conversations with you on these various platforms, and I haven't been very fast about it in some cases. I haven't, you know, been able to respond to things in a timely manner, and that's where, you know, the little tinge of regret happens. But for the opportunities to, you know, have conversations with Star Wars fans like you on the social media channels around, you know, various things that I've been posting on the short form video platform situations, like, that has been really fun. And even the longer form YouTube comments also, and there are some that I still haven't responded to, and I have them in the queue, and I am going to get to everyone, I promise you. But I've just been so grateful to you for starting and continuing conversations around Star Wars as a result of the stuff that I've been posting on social media platforms and on YouTube, which technically is a social media platform as well, but, you know, and over on X, or what remains of it. And for that matter, I am also on Threads at SW7X7, and also on Spoutable if you're there. That's at SW7X7 as well. I have Blue Sky and Mastodon for the show, but I haven't really done anything with those. But if you're active on Blue Sky, if you happen to know that there's a big active Star Wars community there or on Mastodon, then please give me a ping on another platform and let me know what you think is going on over there, because if there's a Star Wars conversation that's happening, I would love to be a part of that too. Ultimately, I'm just grateful for you listening to the show. If you're catching the YouTube version, watching the show, however long you've been watching and listening, you know, a day, a week, a month, a year, 9.5 years almost, like, you are the reason why I'm doing this show. The fact that it is, you know, worthy of your time, that you're listening to it, you know, over breakfast, on a car ride, in the shower. Yes, I have some people who've told me that they listen in the shower on a regular basis, which is amazing and awesome. Just the fact that you have invited me into any part of your day for as long as you have is just such a wonderful, amazing and humbling thing. And I'm just so grateful for it. So, yeah, we're wrapping up another calendar year of the podcast and coming up on that 9.5 anniversary soon enough. But yeah, I'm very excited for what's to come, and I hope to share that excitement with you, and I hope you're excited as well. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And I hope you have a pleasant and safe new year.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.